4. Spectacular Speculator. Timber Tumbles. I will never forget the first day I made $5,000 trading. I felt exactly the same way I did the first day I made $5 caddying when I was 10 years old. To make the $5, I caddied all day long. I made $5 for 10 hours of carrying a golf bag. 50 cents an hour. It was the greatest feeling in the world. Then there was the first day I made $10,000. Same feeling. Then the first day I made $20,000, and so on. I remember one Thanksgiving I was at home in Kentucky with my folks and my brother. The Friday after Thanksgiving, my brother and I flew to Chicago so he could see what I did for a living. I was long the lumber market and losing about $40,000 or $50,000 on this position when we arrived in Chicago. We went into the lumber pit and I explained how everything worked. Then, to demonstrate how things worked, I bought 10 contracts. The market went down and I bought some more. After a little while, the market turned and roared to the upside, and I bought it all the way up. We walked out of the pit with $37,000 in an hour of trading. It was just one of those days when the market was going to go up because I was buying it. Some days you just can't do anything wrong. Including all the money my customers made that day, plus all the commissions I generated, we made about $100,000. And it felt just the same as that first day I made $5 caddying. In December 1980, Broderick and I were at the height of our business. We had accounts with everybody who was anybody in the lumber business, so we had a very impressive customer list and an equity run with over $3.5 million on it. We were approached by the new president of another regional firm. He was trying to turn it around and wanted us not only for our customer business, but also for my stature in the industry. If I went with his firm, he would gain some immediate credibility that he was turning this little firm around. So he made us a deal that was just crazy. 50% payout, expense accounts, super neat office, fancy furniture, built-in bar. I literally told him at the time that there was no way he was going to make any money on the deal, but he did it anyway. This was probably the zenith of my career. I was making plenty of money, I had good accounts, I was on the executive committee and board of governors. Life was great. With interest rates skyrocketing in 1979 and 1980, the housing market and consequently the lumber market felt the pinch. The high interest rates depressed new home sales, the main market for lumber. Lumber prices plunged, and volume in the lumber pit dried up. It went from about 6,000 contracts a day down to 1,000. I don't care what your market share is, when the market shrinks by that amount, you've got problems. There was no longer enough business in lumber futures for me to maintain my lifestyle.